The thought that I want to bring tonight is a memorial from heaven. A memorial from heaven. Malachi chapter number 3, for sake of reading, let me go on down to verse number 15. And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him. For them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name or remembered his name. They thought upon his name. They remembered his name. That's what a remembrance is, or a memorial is, a thinking or a thought of what was or what is. And in the Old Testament, the children of Israel, they were a people of great heritage. They can trace their heritage further back than anybody. Go all the way back to Abraham, and then even all the way back to Adam. No other nation or people can trace their family that far back. And they have seen many great things. God do great things. They wanted to remember those things. And God told them to remember those things. And how they remember those things, they would set up stones, like a pile of stones or a stone altar. Did you know in Jordan, when Joshua and the children of Israel finally crossed over Jordan after 40 years, that they put stones of remembrance in the middle of Jordan before God closed it back up? Sure did. They're in there. You think about these places, many of them. When they had come across, the child would ask, Father, Mother, what are these stones? Depending on the location, they would tell them the story of what God did for his people. Or what some person may have done for the Lord or before the Lord. Altars that were erected are places of memorial. A place to go back to call upon God. To not forget Him, to remember Him. I think that, people want to tend to forget God. Prayer is a good way to remember God. Amen. To not forget Him. Not forget Him in your daily life. Not forget Him in guiding you along the way. This remembrance that we read about here, a book of remembrance. Think about that. That God saw the children of Israel and saw them that feared him and spoke often one to another about the Lord, and God heard it. And God made a book of remembrance, was written before him, for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Some writers say this is the book of life. I think God knows the difference in a book of life and a book of remembrance. Amen. The book of life, your name's not in the book of life because you feared the Lord and you thought on His name. Now that may have happened, but listen, the book of life, your name's in there by God's grace. It remains in there because of His salvation. Not because you or I think on His name or not think on His name. It's not anything we do that our name's in the book of life. The book of life is, I believe, very much different than the book of remembrance. The book of life was already in existence when God heard this and said, I'm going to make a book of remembrance of these people. It's like the tears that God chose. I'm going to put them in a bottle. God did that one day. He said, I'm not going to let these tears of the saints spill. I'm going to put those tears in a bottle. Why? That God can remember the tears of the saints. And they'll be used one day. A memorial from heaven. When you think about a memorial is a record. It's a record. That's what it is. This was a record of those people that feared Him and that thought upon His name. We have memorials for different occasions. Listen, a memorial is a memorable thing or a memorable day or a memorable writing. That's memorial. We have statues. That's a memorable thing. These statues of different men that did things in the history of the world, history of the United States. Certain days, we have Memorial Day for that very reason, to remember, to think on it. And we have those things recorded, history recorded. It's a memorial. That's what history is. It's a memorial. It's a book of evidence. It's a letter. That's what a memorial is. A letter, a book of evidence. Thank God we've got a book of evidence. Amen. God's book is a book of evidence. It's full of things that God said, I want you to remember this. This is for your admonition. Amen. It's for your good. It's for your learning. It's for your benefit. It's for your blessing. I don't want you to forget who I am. Amen. When you look in this chapter, I mean, the first thing I saw is to remember what the Lord has done. God has sent forth His messenger to prepare the way before me. God is send His Son. Amen. Amen. Now, this messenger here he's talking about is John the Baptist. But he said to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to His temple. That's the first coming of the Lord when God sent His messenger, that the Lord come to pay for salvation. We need to remember, always remember that the Lord came to His own, came to this world, came and suffered and died. The cross is a memorial of the suffering of our Lord. It's not just a pretty ornament. It's an ornament of torture, of suffering. It reminds us that our Lord willingly gave his life, laid his life down willingly. He stretched out his hands willingly. Thank God for that. Amen. He said, I'm going to send forth my messenger specifically. God's ambassador to prepare the way, the course of life, the road that would be paved. We remember that God has made the way through his son. God made a way through his son. Thank God that he did. Every Lord's Day is a memorial of that for you and I to remember. We should never forget that God made a way for us through his son. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If any man try to climb up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. He's the way. God wants us to remember that. He's prepared the way. Amen. All down through here. I mean, you can remember things about God. God is a refiner. He's a purifier. Amen? That's in verse number 3. He's talking about Israel. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. You know what? God, when he purges us, he purges us that we may offer something to him, that we may be an offering well-pleasing to him. That's why he purges us. That's why he's purging them, that they can offer something to him. Amen? That the offering he's talking about in verse number 4, the one that he charged, you know, reminded them that they needed to give to him. And God, you know, said to them in verse number 8, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, they said, wherein have we robbed thee? God, where have we robbed you? He said, in tithes and offerings. And then he said, you're cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Listen, that's a remembrance of God's goodness to us. When we do that to the Lord, that we are presenting something to the Lord to remember him, that there'd be meat in his house. Amen. That there'd be a means that God would rebuke the devourer, Satan, that you and I could recognize God's blessings, amen, by all that God does for us. You think about, look in verse number 5, he said, I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers, against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. God said, I'm going to bring justice. You need to remember God's a God of justice. Amen? That God will not let sin go. He's a God of justice. But he's also a God of mercy. Amen? He said in verse number 6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Amen. If God wasn't a God of mercy, if he was just a God of judgment and justice, they would have been consumed. But he said, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Sons of Israel, When he said, "You sons of Jacob," he's talking about the children of Israel, the tribes of Israel, the sons of Jacob. "For I am the Lord, I change not." You need to remember, God don't change. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank God that we have a memorial from heaven that we can remember. I mean, that, listen, God doesn't change. He's always the same. I'm going to say something very carnal right now, okay? Stupid. But I'm trying to make a point. If they could freeze you, shoot you into outer space, and if God let time go on that long, woke you up in 1,000 years, I promise you, God hadn't changed one bit then from what He is right now. And what, the reason I know, listen, it's because 6,000 years ago, God created the heaven and the earth and said, "Let us make man in our own image." The God that then was, is now, and always shall be. Amen. Thank God that He said that. "I am the Lord, I change not." There's no shadow of turning with Him. Amen. No shadow of turning with Him. He's God so much. I could stand outside in the sun, and if I could stand there all day in one spot and not move, when that sun come up and crossed over from the east to the west, you'd see my shadow. Are you listening to me? God is so much the same. He changes not, that He has no shadow of turning. His shadow don't even move. It's always the same. Amen. He's His unchanging person. When you think about that. Oh my. Now when the Lord said, in verse number 16, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. The Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before Him for them." This memorial of this book was for them. Them who? Them that fear the Lord. Them that spoke of His name often. Speaking about the fellowship of the saints. In this chapter, it's probably speaking concerning the children of Israel. But a spiritual application, listen, that God, I mean, for us today, it's definitely, I mean, we need to remember the fellowship of God's people, how important that it is. It's important enough that God made a book for them. The Israelites had come down to the place where they were murmuring again, insincere, in rebellion against God. In verse 13, He said, "Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept His ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. They were saying the wicked are exalted and delivered from God's judgment and justice. It's vain for us to serve God. What profit is it that we kept God's ordinance? God wrote this because he wants you to remember it's not vain to serve him. Amen? That's when he told them about the book of remembrance. I remember. I know your name. Why would Jesus take the time to tell us that he knows the hairs on our head? Why would he let us know something as minute as that? It's because he wants you and I to know he remembers. He knows everything about us and he remembers, and it's not vain to serve the Lord. Not vain to serve the Lord. We need to remember that. Amen. To be in God's army. To fight the good fight of faith. I'd say this, listen, back in the days of World War I, World War II, no doubt even before that, you know, the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, it crossed a lot of men's minds. But this, I don't know if this is worth it. I don't know if it's worth it. If the cause is just, it's worth it. Amen. If the cause is just, it's worth it. The Bible said in Psalm 136, verse 23, who remembered us in our low estate. God remembers you. Listen, when we get low, in a very low estate, those are the times we think God's forgot about us. No, he remembers you in your low estate. Isaiah chapter number 49, Isaiah said this in verse 14 through 16. He said, but Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. God said, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Boy, you wouldn't have thought that. But God said, yeah, these women would forsake their children. Boy, we see it today, don't we? Yeah, these women that would forsake the son of their womb. Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. I like that, amen. God said, I remember. I remember you. They may forget, but I will not forget. I'll remember you. Amen. I'll not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. That's what God said. God graven thee upon the palms of my hands, God said. Your name somewhere in that nail-scarred hand. That's for you. Your name's there. Graven your name there. To not forget about you. Bless his name. Thank God. Thank God for his person. Amen. Thank God for his unchangeableness. Thank God for being the God that he is, to write a book. In verse number 7 of Malachi 3, I'm going to give you this and I'm done, I believe. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances. Now he's talking to Israel. And have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? And then God tells them what they need to do. He said, will a man rob God? Right here's where you need to return. Right here's the sin that you've forsaken me in. From the days of your fathers, you've gone away from my ordinances. Those things that were written for a memorial. For you to remember. And have not kept them. My goodness. How that we need to think on him. And how that we need to fear him. If we'll fear him and think on his name, it'll be a good memorial day. Amen. Always remember, he always remembers you. Always remembers you. Amen. Thank God. I want you to stand this evening.